a person who has been arrested with a view to being extradited to another country has two options. Either he or she consents to his or her extradition, in which case the procedure is accelerated, or this person refuses to be extradited, which opens a procedure which takes much longer, including legal remedies. So in this case, if one agrees to be extradited, the procedure is accelerated, but still a decision by a court has to be taken. So it does not go automatically. What I mean is the person appears before the prosecutor after being arrested. He can declare that he consents to his extradition, but it is not the prosecutor who will decide upon this, but a court. This is why it takes, let's say, 1 to 2 weeks or 3 weeks. And another aspect is that this period is a period of the so-called court holidays in Greece, which means that the procedures can be a bit slower, not very much. I mean, having the consent of the extraditee, one would expect that in a couple of weeks he will be extradited. Of course, there must be also an arrangement between the state authorities of the two states for the person to be put on a plane, be brought to his country, and then being surrendered to the authorities of the requesting state.
Mm-hmm. Let's say the court says Plahotniuc should be extradited. What is what are the next steps?
Well, the next step is what we call the administrative or executive step, where the Ministry of Justice is involved. If there are political considerations that, according to the ministry, are very serious, there can be a deviation from what the court recommended, because the court does not take the final decision. This is the judicial stage, and then we have the administrative stage at the Ministry of Justice. And there can be various reasons for which a person is not extradited in the end.
Considering Greek,
but what happens from a political perspective, what is exchanged, communicated between the two governments and all that, these are procedures which are not transparent. I mean, one cannot follow officially what happened until the final decision. It is not like the judicial process, which is an open, public and transparent process of what is happening. This is not the case when the executive take decision in these matters. And of course, this is something one can understand because it has to do with the international relationships of each state, political considerations of various nature and all that. This is something I cannot judge because I'm not an expert in international relationships, and I don't know exactly what are the political parameters between Greece and Moldova which would be taken into account until the minister decides in this or the other way.
There is also an extradition request for Plahotniuc from Russia, where he is wanted for financial crimes as well. But he was arrested in Greece on a Interpol warrant from Moldova. It was a request from Moldova. But then, after his arrest, Russia filed a request to Greece to extradite Plahotniuc to Russia. How might this Russian extradition request impact the overall process?
Well, in extradition law, the state who has first requested the extradition has priority as a rule.
Russia,
so Moldova has priority here, has priority. Moldova has priority over Russia.
I think that he was detained on Interpol warrant issued because of a request from Moldova, but Moldova actually submitted the extradition request one day after Russia. Plahotniuc was detained on July 22nd. Russia filed a extradition request on July 23rd, and Moldova sent its extradition request on July 24th, even though Moldova requested the arrest in the first place through the Interpol.
Well, I think that given that the arrest on the basis of the Interpol red notice follows a request by the state who communicates its wish for the arrest via the Interpol channels, I think it wouldn't play a role that the official extradition request was first filed by Russia, not by Moldova, because the first arrest with a view to extradition, this is why he was arrested. The first arrest occurred on the basis of the Interpol notice given by Moldova, not by Russia. Even though I cannot recall a precedent of this kind to give you case law on this, this is my view as I hear you. I don't know whether there has been a precedent of this kind in Greek case law. This is something I cannot research and give you a final answer now. But this is how I view this matter.
You know, it's a little bizarre when somebody who has been hiding for years, and when he is arrested, he says, actually, I wanted to be extradited, and I'd like to be extradited as soon as possible. How do you see this? I mean, is this a strategy? Do you remember any cases like this, for example? Does it happen often?
I'm not in his mind or the mind of his lawyers to give you a clear-cut answer, but it seems to me that it is a strategic decision. Let me put it like this. If a person thinks that his chances of preventing extradition are not high, and then on the other hand, in parallel, he is also an important political person in his country, as it is the case here, so maybe it makes sense for him to decide that instead of fighting the extradition and then being forced to stay in Greece, because even if he was successful in fighting the extradition in Greece, from the moment he would leave Greece and go to another country, he would be arrested again. I mean, the fact that a country refused the extradition of a person does not prevent another country to go on with extraditing this person. So there are a lot of considerations to be made, and I guess that maybe part of his strategy could be that he feels that he is strong enough in his own country to fight the charges there. Mm-hmm. But this is, I mean, a prima facie approach on my part. I cannot say more because I don't know what exactly he and his lawyers considered before consenting to the extradition.
What is the fastest time frame possible for an extradition procedure, and what could be the longest in your experience?
Well, if since he consented to his extradition, practically speaking, he should be surrendered during this month. But of course, if Greece decides to prosecute him on the charges of
fake passports,
and that this is a different story. Yeah. Or if the ministry ultimately decides not to extradite him, in a normal case, as a rule, this procedure should be finished during this month. It wouldn't take longer.